got it. Okay. Completely understand. So I was thinking about this, and all that I've watched and learned so far from watching, everybody has been kind of focused on making sure that their coachee do the ethical practice, the mindset, you know, hitting all the competencies. But what I want to get really good at is being able to give really good feedback. Uh-huh. So being able, in this case, I think it's Jim, who's the coach, being able to give him feedback that's really valuable to him. And mm-hmm. I've been observing this, and I'm not exactly, I think I've heard there's this kind of fine line in mentoring to me where some of it is actually advice, not mm-hmm. just mentoring. And so I want to walk that line very carefully and do my best to stay out of judgment.
Okay. Okay. That sounds great. Perfect. Thank you very much. Anything else?
I'm sure I will find out at the end.
Okay. Great. Openness, open to learning. I love it. Okay. Yes. Perfect. All right. So you're going to tee up with Jim and talk with him about what he wants to focus on as the coach. He'll have 20 minutes for the coaching, and then you have about 10 minutes for your mentoring.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Everybody else, we're going to turn off our videos. All right, Samantha, please go ahead.
Hey, Jim. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Samantha.
I am glad to hear that. So, as you know, today I'm going to be your mentor, and I would really like to know, and I'm curious to know, what is important to you about the session we're about to do?
Today, I want to focus on the beginning and the end.
Can you tell me more about that?
Yes, making sure that I understand what my client wants from this discussion and landing that at the end. Assuming we don't change somewhere along the line, of course.
Of course. Sorry, I'm taking a few notes here. So is there anything else that's coming up for you today? Do you feel settled in, feel like you have the right coaching mindset to move forward?
It's early morning for me. It's only 9:00. I tried not to do too much work ahead of time to keep my head clear. So I am good.
Brilliant. I love to hear that. Okay. Anything else before I turn it over to the coaching session?
No, I think we're good.
I love to hear that. I will go ahead and go on mute and stop my video while you do your session. You have about 20 minutes, and it's 9:14 right now, so we'll want to wrap up about 9:34.
Thank you. Good morning, Melissa. How are you today?
Good morning, Jim. I'm well. How are you?
Good. Is it morning where you are?
It is. It's 11:14 a.m. in Chicago.
Oh, very good. So we only have about 20 minutes. Before we jump in, do you need to take a few deep breaths and center yourself?
I think I'm good. I did a little bit of that before we jumped on.
Okay, great.
As I transition from work to this.
yes. That's always an issue when we talk to clients, right? That transition.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So tell me, Melissa, what's on top of mind for you today?
Well, lately, I've been thinking a lot about my coaching practice.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of my side business where I do coaching and my full-time employment where I do some coaching internally as well. But I've been really thinking about how I could benefit from revisiting how I set boundaries in it with the two of those different things that I'm managing that I'm holding for both my livelihood, the financial aspect mm-hmm. of it, and then for the joy that I get from that work that I do, and kind of being more intentional about the ways in which I follow through on that, those boundaries that I set. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to dig into that today.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Revisiting boundaries. What does that mean to you?
It means well-being. So I know that I need to set boundaries, and I often do, but then I start creeping into those boundaries over time. So mm-hmm. I, like, for instance, this past year, so not 2022, but 2021, I was doing a lot in both of my practices, my full-time employment mm-hmm. and my private practice. And I knew that I couldn't sustain that. So I started to pull away from some commitments on my private practice side that were lucrative, but really did require a lot of brain space and time. and I set a boundary for myself, like, okay, in September of this year, I'm going to revisit some of the things that I pulled away from and think about whether or not I have the interest and capacity to take some of that back on again.
Okay.
And so now we're near that timeline that I set for myself last year, and it's top of mind again. And so for me, I want to honor the boundaries I've set for myself, mm-hmm. but then at the same time, like, check in on, is that artificial boundary in terms of the month and year that I revisit this? Is that even important right now? And should I be thinking more about where I'm at, energy and intellectually and time-wise? So I think that's where things are swirling around in my mind. Mm-hmm. With this. Mm-hmm.
So you are, let me summarize and make sure I'm on the same page.
Sure.
You had some things that you put aside on your personal business mm-hmm. because you didn't think you were going to have the space for it in all the work that you're doing.
The energy and the mm-hmm. the time mm-hmm. to do that while being a present mother and mm-hmm. spouse right. and family member.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
And now you want to revisit it, because you had set a timeline to bring it back to top of mind.
Yes.
Yes.
To make a decision on how I want to proceed and mm-hmm. possibly take those things on mm-hmm. again. Maybe not all of them, but some of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to congratulate and to tell you that's great to revisit your goals and reset them. It's something I believe, personally, we should all be doing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So, if you have it, yes, it's an artificial date. What does revisiting it entail?
I think it involves me doing some self-reflection on where I'm at, as a whole person. Like, do I have the time, the energy, the interest in this? Do I need to do this? I think is also another question. Mm-hmm. And what am I using to determine the need?
Okay.
Like, what criteria am I using to determine the need? What's really behind me even considering taking that back on?
Mm-hmm. So by the end of our conversation today, what would this look like?
I think it would be some clarity on those things that I just mentioned, what's behind my even exploring taking this back on, the need for it, mm-hmm. Getting clear on those things so that I can make a decision mm-hmm. on whether or not I do that now or in the future or at all.
Okay, so just so that we're clear on what clear means to you for this topic, what exactly do you want to walk away with? Is it a full decision? Is it steps to make a decision?
I think honesty for myself about
Oh.
the why and the need is a clear step for me. Like what's really behind that? And making some determinations on the steps that I need to take for myself in this space.
So you want to understand a why and a need and some first action steps.
Yeah,
Okay.
I like to do. I'm a doer.
Aren't we all?
I in that positive intelligence stuff, my number one is restless, and the next is hyperachiever. So
Oh my, I am so familiar with those. So, if we use those metaphors, let's bring in your sage.
Okay.
What is your sage saying about the why and the need?
That's a great question. I think the sage is telling me that I may be driving towards this to fulfill the need to constantly be doing something that I enjoy, but maybe isn't needed in my life right now.
What do you think about that? Why?
I think it's probably pretty on target. I have been operating my whole life. So my mother raised me by herself when I was younger, and we had a reality of scarcity, but a mindset of resourcefulness. And I think that still stays with me, even though right now in my full-time employment, I'm very well paid for the nonprofit sector. I don't live paycheck to paycheck like I have most of my life and career. And I don't need to coach. Like I'm almost always have done a side business that I both love and that is helping me to not have to live paycheck to paycheck. And now I'm in a different place, right? So I'm really trying to examine the stuff underneath what's behind. Like, do I know I love coaching. It gives me energy. It's something different every single time I come to the conversation, even though the framework is pretty steady. But, and I get paid well to do it, considering, but I don't really need that money. And so I believe that I may be revisiting these things that I let go because they were lucrative. And there was some level of prestige associated with one of the two things that I let go, and potential connections that I could be letting go for some other opportunities in the future. And so I think those things are clouding my judgment on on the why for the need, while at the same time I have this underlying, like, historic reality of feeling like I need to provide financially, even though I technically don't need it for those reasons right now.
Every time I've observed that every time you say the word need, somehow money and finance comes up.
Yeah, in part because of my upbringing and the reality I've lived up until 2 years ago when it really was doing work I care about, but not getting paid my worth or the value add that I give. So, I'm 44 I've been working since I was 14. So 32 years of operating with that mindset, it's hard to turn that and keep it on course to a different way of operating.
Melissa, I'm wondering, I'm very curious. Are there other needs to make you whole?
Yes.
Okay, and you want to tell me about them? I know I gave you a yes or no question, I know.
Before getting married and having children in my mid-30s, I thrived off of adventure and exploring the world and learning about different cultures and doing different things. And I spent every single day of my vacation time and my money on those experiences, as opposed, I don't drink alcohol, I don't do drugs or anything like that. And I don't buy a lot of stuff. I would, redirect money that I probably would have used for that if that was my interest to travel and experience. And now that I make more money than I did for most of my career, I've re-engaged in that kind of fulfillment, the thing that makes me feel whole to have those experiences, but with my family. And as you know, travel with more than one other person is costly. And so most of the money that I've brought in for my business in the past year has been redirected to traveling and having those experiences again. And it gives me a like life and energy in ways that other things on the day-to-day basis don't. And so maybe some of that desire to take on this other stuff is so that I could do more of that because I'll have the financial resources. And I don't want that to be the driver because I won't be able to sustain it if I keep chasing it like that.
Tell me more about that.
I'm not sure what more I can say on that.
Well, you said you don't want these experiences or financing these experiences to be the driver.
Yeah, because then that feels, for me, it feels kind of in like dirty, like inauthentic, and I don't want my coaching practice to be tainted by that. Because that's not the real reason why I love coaching. It's just one of the benefits of it. And I don't want that to cloud my vision or even to be behind it at all. It feels nasty to me.
So I'm hearing there's a battle there.
Yes.
You love coaching.
I do. I would rather do that full time than do these two things at once, but I'm not sure that then I would be returning to that previous version where I'm not earning as much to hold both what contributes to my feeling fulfilled. And in terms of experiences in life and sharing that with my family, and then also doing the thing that gives me life and energy.
I see your hands going.
Yes, I'm a very.
But to me, as you were doing that, it screams to me the word balance.
Yes. Yeah.
Where is balance for you?
I think right now I'm in a pretty well-balanced state. And if I were to take on even just one, so I provide coaching facilitation services to an organization called CHIEF, which is executive women, women in the C-suite. They're like matched with a core group that serves as their brain trust for a period of time, and consistency matters with that. So if I do it, it has to be like at least a 1 to 2 year commitment with that group. Right. And we meet like once every 4 to 6 weeks. So it's an additional, you know, one more meeting. I have to plan and design that, do communications with folks in between. So even though it's not 2 hours once a month, it's more like 2 to 6 hours per group. I would have to weigh, you know, is that, yes, I'll get paid well for that little bit of time with them. But there's some stress that comes with, you know, 12 C-suite women in a group for 2 hours and facilitating that and managing that, designing for it. Do I want to add that back on to my plate? And how many of those groups am I willing to take on? One, two, three, like I did before? I need to decide for myself.
Right.
Right now it's pretty balanced. Do I want to start tipping the balance a little, maybe a little bit more, or not?
Well, we only have a couple minutes left. What is your biggest aha moment from this conversation?
I think it's probably the role of my mindset on finances and my financial reality that's held for so long. And my need to check in with myself on that when I'm making those decisions, along with considering the balance that I want to maintain.
When you do that check-in, what does that look like?
Noticing one that's being present, when that's swirling around kind of in the background, or even in the foreground when it's showing up. And pausing to think about, is this still relevant? Is this still needed right now? And if I get to the yes, even challenging the yes, like, why is that so?
Okay. So that first step, noticing this, to me, that's the most important piece, because we could be early or we could be late. How do you make it early?
Being intentional about noticing. That's all I can say right now, is making the commitment to being intentional about noticing that
right
early on.
So we started talking about wanting to have some self-reflection and clarity. Did we reach that?
I think so. I think we got to where we needed to in this short period of time for me to really dig into this a little bit more on my own after today. So thank you.
Okay, great. So then we're done for today, and we can bring Samantha back.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Samantha.
How do you think that went?
Oh, I wish I had more time. I think just another 5 or 10 minutes would have been great. But I think I spent a little time to contract in the beginning to find out where Melissa wanted to be. I did revisit it a couple of times and checked in, which I like to do. And definitely at the end, I brought that back. I would have liked to bring that back a little bit earlier in the discussion. There were a couple of stacking questions, which happened a few times, is my New Yorkie is still coming out. I threw out some ideas about clarity in the middle there someplace. And one after it left my mouth, I said, gee, I could have asked that a little bit different to have Melissa come up with that rather than me throwing it out. I liked that she brought up her intelligence. I read the book, so I knew about the sage, and I brought that right in, so I knew it would connect with her.
I love that, Jim. That was awesome.
So, there's a lot of balance questions going on in her head, and that often takes a longer conversation. But other than that, I think I did what I wanted to do in the beginning and the end.
Excellent. So I was, you know, as a new mentor going through, oh, did he cultivate safety and trust? Well, they kind of already had that. And did they cultivate the relationship? And yes, that was really clear. He was checking in with her. So I feel like you pretty much nailed all of the proficiencies in a couple of ways. And I'm not going to go through those one by one.
Okay.
But there were a couple of things that I want to talk about.
Please. That's why I pay you.
And I thought you just paid me for my looks. Okay. So there was one point in the session where you said, I approve of what you're doing.
Yes. I congratulated her on revisiting her goals. Mm-hmm. I think that is a good thing. And yes, that's bringing in my thoughts and my style in there.
Okay. And how did that feel to you? Did it feel like it landed well?
I think so. She accepted it, and being the restless and achiever person, that is something that would align with her. And even if she brought the sage in, just checking in with it, basically it's checking in with herself. So I think it landed okay. I think she talked about it okay. But I don't remember exactly what she said. So if there's something there, please remind me.
I was just curious because I felt a little bit like you inserted yourself there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I most definitely did.
Right. And I love that you acknowledged that she was circling around to her goals.
Mm-hmm.
But you said, I do this as well. Mm. That's what I mean by inserting yourself.
I see. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I thought, I love that you acknowledged her. I love that you paraphrase stuff often and went back to your notes to bring it back around. Like you said, you kept bringing it back around. But the one thing that I noticed is that I felt like there was a loss of presence because you were often looking down writing. And I noticed her looking up, looking to you, but you were not looking at the camera. And so this is a catch-22 for me, Jim, because I like to do the exact same thing, right? Yeah. And so I was like, ooh, I wonder how that looks when I'm doing that.
I struggled over that many times. And I said, for me to be present for my client, I need to write down some words and scribble. I try to keep it as short and simple as possible, so I'm not looking away that much. often in a long, often I would say, hey, I'm going to take a couple of notes. So if you see me looking down, I'm not.
But
and I did
like
not
our,
do that this time.
I think our shortened session, right, you don't have a lot of time. So I can understand why you wouldn't say it's like time is precious in these.
Right.
Okay. You actually said something in the session, and I'm going to repeat it back to you. And you said, yes, that was a yes and no question.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. So, yes, I do catch myself doing that. And when I'm coaching coaches, I'm more open to say, hey, you know, we agree not to do that, but we do it anyway. But I do catch myself. So, yes, I do let that out to be more me when I'm coaching another coach who understands that.
Okay, I think that sometimes a yes or no question is quite all right.
Yes, that's very true. But as the question came out and I said, oh, that's a yes or no question, it immediately came to my head, oh, I could have rephrased it this way and it would have left it more open.
So, that sounds a lot like you're making good the enemy of perfect. I mean, I feel like you're beating yourself up over that, and maybe you shouldn't.
Well, that's a coaching session for a long time. But yes, it's not so much beating myself up. It's always reflecting in the moment.
Okay. And that's really great. Another thing that I loved was your intuition. I saw you use intuition several times in this session where you heard her talking about something and you were able to poke it in exactly the right spot based on, you know, your thoughts and where you were going. Uh-huh. So that just blew me away. One thing I did notice though was that "I'm hearing" was something you uttered many times throughout the session. So you would start, "I'm hearing."
Yes.
And that was something that happened enough times that it caught my attention.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of my word whisker to come back and paraphrase, right? I can change it to observations. I could change it differently, but yes.
So let's see, what else? I just think you did a really great job and helped her find the clarity she was seeking. You helped her have the conversation that she wanted to have. And I really appreciate how much self-reflection you do already. I genuinely loved being coached by you myself, and getting to see you coach someone else really brought home how awesome you really are.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, Sherry, open up the floodgates.
I'm coming. Okay, great. Okay, good. Right on your mark for time, Samantha, thanks. Okay, I'm just making a couple more notes. Okay, all right, very nice job. I think you did a great job mentoring.
I thought you were talking to Jim.
No, I'm talking to you.
Okay.
No, I'm not giving Jim any feedback. You did that. Now I'm talking to you. So okay. Really great job mentoring. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
So, yes, you started perfectly, of course, by asking him, how do you think it went? And he was able to give you the points that he talked about, what he liked, some things that he noticed. So I think you gave him a nice amount of time at the beginning to do that. And then you mentioned you nailed all the proficiencies. Here's a couple things I want to talk about. Great. I think you did it in a really conversational way with Jim. You know, I your style is very engaging and you were very conversational. Yeah. Did you notice that?
I was trying so hard.
Well, I think you did it. Yeah. The first thing you said was you mentioned to him this when you heard him say, I approve of what you're doing. And then, you know, he talked about that. And then you said, how did that feel to you? I think that's fine. I would have probably, or a note for you might be to just agree with him. Yeah, I think you're right. You know, because he said, yes, I congratulated her, but yes, I was bringing in my thoughts. That's what he said. And then you said, how did it feel? So as a mentor, I would have probably just agreed with him to say, you know, I think that's right. You were bringing in your thoughts. That's probably something to watch, you know, something like that. So in other words, feel free to do that.
Okay.
Does that make sense, Samantha?
Yes, 100%. I was, okay. That was one thing that I wanted to bring up that I just had no clue how to address.
Yeah. 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 So remember, you're the mentor. So it's different. Again, we've talked about this before, but excuse me. You know, it's different than coaching. In coaching, you wouldn't, right? But as a mentor, this is what you're noticing about the coaching skills. And so you want to be encouraging these things that you're noticing. I mean, you want to say, yeah, I agree. That's probably something to watch.
Okay.
So that's what I would say about that. Then you mentioned about, you said something about feeling that he inserted himself.
Yes.
Because you said to him that he said, I do this as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was a great notice. Again, I think that you did that well to bring that back. You know, I'm going to back up to when you and I started, before you started today, Samantha, and you told me you wanted to give good feedback, really valuable feedback.
Yep.
And stay out of judgment.
Yep.
So overall, how do you think you did?
I felt pretty good about this, but I'm a really shoot straight from the hip kind of gal. And I'm learning that tact is incredibly important when giving feedback like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sometimes not sure how to approach that because I want to be just honest and forthright. But knowing that people have been honest and forthright with me have hurt my feelings, right? And so I want to blend this pretty well. I felt like I noticed my own judgment. So I was able to go, that's my judgment. Don't go there.
Okay, great.
So there were a couple times where I made some notes for myself and I'm like, that's my judge popping up here.
Great.
Can ignore that.
I think that's really great that you have that filter, you know, because that will, I think you'll be able then to walk the line really well. And I think you did that here with Jim. I do. I think you stayed on that balance beam, you know, and didn't fall off to one side or the other. So I think that's great that you have that awareness and that filter of not being judgmental, of not wanting to hurt somebody's feelings, because we can be too harsh, obviously. I mean, of course, that could, you know, that could happen. And at the same time, we want to be of service, of value, and I think something to acknowledge you for, and also to support you in, is to continue your style of being conversational. That will take away a lot of that judgment thing that might happen, right? Or the person feeling criticized. So I think that the fact that you can talk about it and say, what do you think, Jim, when this happened? And yeah, I agree that, you know, it's really so much about style. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm taking notes.
Yeah. Yeah. You moved on my screen. Yeah. Good. Good. So, I think it's a great filter that you have there, and I think it will serve you really well.
Okay.
Thank you. you mentioned the loss of presence that you noticed when looking down, and you also told them, I do this too. So I think that's a great leveler, you know, to say, hey, I get it, because I do it too. But it's something that you wanted to mention. Then you went on to the conversation about the yes, no question. Yeah. So you said, I think it's sometimes it's all right. And let's see. I'm just looking at my notes now. Mm-hmm. You said it sounds like you're beating yourself up a little bit. I think that's fine. Although I also think it's good for him to have that notice when he asks those questions.
Okay.
So
that's like me paying attention to my judge, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Maybe.
So might I said, hey, good catch on noticing that you did a yes, no question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Right. I think it's also fine for you to give your opinion. Like you said, I think it's sometimes all right to say that, but then don't try to talk him out of his position around it.
Okay. Got it.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Oh, yes, okay. It does.
Okay. Okay. Great. Great. You acknowledged his intuition. That was wonderful. You did notice the I'm hearing. You said you noticed that. And he said, yeah, I could maybe change it to, so he used another word, perspective. Observing. Or something. Observing, right. Right there, I might have encouraged him to maybe say nothing at all. You don't need to say I'm hearing. You don't need to say I'm observing. Just ask the next question. This is coming from my bias of how I hear coaching and how I mentor people. So that's what I'm offering that to you. And then, yeah, you did a great job of acknowledging him at the end of how much he helped her. You acknowledged his coaching. The only other note I would say, and I know you were looking at time, but at the end, just ask him for what he's taken away or how he might go forward into his next session, something like that.
God.
That's okay.
Sorry, Jim.
Totally fine. So overall, here's what I would say, Samantha. You wanted to really provide valuable feedback. I think you did. I think you did a really good job. Some very specific things in a conversational way. You engaged him and, you know, you opened it up for him to have his own learnings also. So nice work. Really nice mentoring. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. What are you taking away from our brief talk here?
Okay. So, sorry, I was taking notes as well.
Yeah. Good. Excuse me.
So when I, notice that continuing to watch my judgment is one thing that will always be true. Being conversational is very important here. So it doesn't become like, you did this and you did that, right? When I notice something like when I notice the yes and no question, instead of posing my own opinion, asking, you know, reflecting back to him, I heard this, what does that mean to you, right? To change it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. I also like the idea of that I'm hearing. I think I do that too. I think that's why I noticed it, right? And so that's, it's like I notice the things that I do more easily than, you know, and it makes me go, what am I missing, right? But making sure I ask what he is taking away for his next session, because understanding that a person has to do 10 of these, right? And if we come back around and he does the same things again, then I haven't really helped them that much, right? Because like you said, the idea is to help them grow, help us grow. So those are the things I'm taking away.
Okay, great, great. Yeah, and just a note on my comment about the not saying anything about the I'm hearing thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's come from a long, long, many years of mentoring and coaching that I'm aware that that's something that I work with my mentees on. So that's, again, that's just a little side tip. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Nice work. Let's bring Jim back in. Jim, can you share, please, your feedback for Samantha? What was it like to be mentored by Samantha?
I thought it was great. I'm always looking to improve, so I don't mind you telling me what you think. I mean, if I'm here as a to be coached as with a coach mentor, that's what I'm here for. So you don't have to worry about the judge so much, at least for me. I'd like the things that you picked out. When I first started a lot of my practice, I always recorded it and provided it to my clients. Now I don't record anything because most of them don't want it. So I don't get to hear myself as often as I used to be able to. So having someone pick those things out, and even if I heard myself, I might not have picked out I'm hearing so often.
Interesting.
So it was great. I liked what you picked up. I'm going to think about it and integrate it more. It was very conversational. Yes, people always ask me, are you being too hard on yourself if you're beating yourself up? Because I'm always self-reflecting. I'm always looking to make better. But I do celebrate the things that are going well. So it was great. I enjoyed it. You can be harder. Go for it.
Thanks, and I'm still getting my feet under me, Jim.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Thank you very much. All right, let's bring everybody else back. Okay, good. All right. Okay, any thoughts, comments, questions about the mentoring?
I thought it was an excellent job, Samantha. Excellent. And in term that you were able to compliment him, and you were able to correct the stuff in a way that it didn't seem harsh. It seemed more instructional. So I really appreciate that balance. And you handled very well. I learned a lot. Thank you.
Great. Thanks,
Thank you very
Nathan.
much.
All right, good. Okay. Anything else before we let Jamie know we're ready to come back? Good. Thanks, Melissa, for being such a great client. Jim, for your coaching. Samantha, for your mentoring. Very nice. All right. Excellent.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah. All right. I think they might be done. So I'm going to wait for her to invite us back before we go barging back into the room. All right. Oh, here we go. Okay, great. Here we are. All right, good. So, Monica is coaching Melissa, and here comes Amy also. Okay, good. Okay, good. Monica's coaching Melissa R. And Ray, you are the mentor. Okay, so Ray, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great, thanks. All right, so what are you thinking about today for your mentoring?
So I would like to be present with Monica's needs, whatever that is. And then also learning from Jamie's comment from the first round of trying out mentoring for the first time, I want to be a little bit better about taking notes in the organized way so I can reference it when I'm giving Monica feedback. And then also, as I got to witness from Monica mentoring earlier today, that really lean into having a conversation with Monica in partnership instead of still kind of having that coach's stand and say, tell me what's coming up for you kind of thing. That I'm not someone who naturally gives advice. So I know that's like a little bit of challenge for me. So I would push myself gently to do that as a mentor.
Okay. Great. All good things, Ray. Yeah. Very nice. Perfect. All right. So you'll tee it up with Monica. She'll have about 20 minutes for coaching, and then you have about 10 minutes for your mentoring.
Okay.
Okay. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hi, Monica.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Well, it's
good
afternoon. I know that you're in New York.
Yes, I am. Good afternoon. Good morning. Good. How are you? It's great to see you.
I can't complain. I mean, that's why I'm here. I could complain, but I don't want to. So I'm talking to you instead.
Good. So what would you like to focus on today for your development as a coach?
Okay, for my development as a coach, I really need not to advise, not to educate. That is the worst challenge in the world for me.
Worst challenge in the world.
It's really hard for me because I go into helper mode. I want to help this client, and if they just got this, they could go with the rest, and it's this that I get hung up on.
Yeah, I know you to be incredibly helpful, and it's like you're like cheering for people, so scaling that back and be in that coach mode to holding space for the client.
Yep.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Anything else?
I'm looking. Let me focus on the biggest problem that I have in my coaching world. So, and that would be it.
Okay. Beautiful. So you're going to have about 20 minutes, and then we will come back and have conversation for about 10 minutes after.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes. I'm just making sure I have my stopping time.
Okay.
So
it would be, okay, awesome.
What will it be? Tell me.
1:30 p.m. for me.
Yes. Uh-huh. And 10:30 for me.
All right, Monica, have fun.
I'll do my best. Hello.
Yes. Okay.
Now I can hear you.
Hello, Monica.
How are you today?
Yeah, good, thank you. Good, thank you. It's very hot here.
What did you say?
No, it's very hot here where we are.
Oh, yeah. Same for me. I'm in Pasadena, California, in what's kind of a valley area, and that heat is trapped. So, yeah, 90-degree kind of day.
Oh, wow.
So what has you burning to spend 20 minutes of time with me? I know you're hot. And so we're going to have 20 minutes of time for me to coach you and tell me what's on your mind and what would it look like for you to walk away and feel like you got what you wanted out of that 20 minutes.
So one thing that's come up for me in the last 2 weeks is So I've been doing a lot. Like, I have a lot of stuff that I'm doing, and I'm involved in lots of projects. And I've come to the realization that it's too much for me to be doing. So I've started to scale back, like, how many sessions I'm having with people, and just sort of started to bring that down. But I still find myself wanting to do more. And I think it's finding this balance for me between ambition and growth and development, but also well-being and ease and flow. And I'm really struggling with what is the happy medium for me at this specific point in my life. And that's what I'd like you to help me with today.
So what do we want to achieve for today to feel like you're moving in the direction that's going to be helpful? What would you like to have happen in our time today?
I think it's more like a feeling rather than a thing I want to take, like an action I want to go do, because I think I've got enough actions. But I think it's a feeling, right? It's a feeling of like being content with what I'm doing. So that would be helpful, like clarity and contentness around what I'm doing. I hope that makes sense. I think it makes sense for me. Maybe you'll help me a bit more.
Well, just to restate what I'm hearing, you would like to not feel like you're doing too much, and figure out how we can tone that feeling down. If you felt less in the too much realm after we finished our discussion, you would feel better.
Yeah, that's a good way of describing it. Yeah.
And that would, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Like, it's that feeling of not feeling like I have to go do too much. Like, I'm content with what I'm doing right now.
So how does that feeling show up for you when you're content and you're working it, and then suddenly there's that feeling of too much? How does that happen? Tell me about it.
I think it's a slow process. It's not like it happens instantly. Like, I think I built myself up to that point. So I had the image, right? It feels like I'm in a pool and the water's just slowly filling up, right? And so it covers my head. So that is how it feels and how it happens for me. Thank you for that.
And what's the thing you do when you're, that was a great, you know, visual for me. Mm. Yeah, great visual for me. So what do you do when it starts happening? You know, what do you start to think about to,
Yeah, so what I tend to do is simplify and cut things out, almost like I pull the plug on the pool, right? Like, I just try to take away stuff. Like, it's almost like then I go through this decluttering to try to remove things. But then it will happen again, right? Like as soon as the water starts going to a manageable level, then it will rise again. And it's this constant thing. And this feeling of that I have to keep doing is what's making the feeling me fill the pool the whole time.
What's the why behind keep doing, fill up, keep doing? Catch your breath, you know. I'm again, that was such a visual.
Yeah.
Why?
I think I have this picture in my mind of all the things I want to achieve with my life. And it feels like I don't have enough time in my life to achieve all the things that I want to achieve. I don't have enough time to be everything that I was designed to be or created to be. And I'm constantly wanting to grow and develop myself to continue to be more of who I really am. And it feels like in order to do that, I have to experience more in this life. And so that is the driver for me, like this constant feeling of growing, really. Yeah. And it's wonderful, but it's also tiring at the same time.
Tell me more about the growth feeling. So tell me how that part of it is really working for you. It sounds like that's the happy part.
Yeah, that is, sorry, that is because I get to express more of who I am. I get to learn more about who I am. I get to create who I want to be. And I get to experience different ways of being as well, like the different roles that I play in my life, right? And so all of these, it's enjoyable for me. It really is. And I guess that's what I'm constantly wanting more of, that feeling, right? So then I do more to feel more of that. But it's not good for me at the end of the day, because then my physical health or my physical well-being, emotional well-being sometimes also, yeah, needs a rest.
Yeah. So the growth stuff that you really enjoy and want to achieve just to become the best version of Melissa and all of it. I think I heard you say all that you will probably, what did you say? And all that you can be or...
Yeah, I can't remember exactly. It's probably...
What did you say? Say it again.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly, but I think it was that. Yeah. Like, all that I can be.
Yeah, the best version of yourself and maximizing your potential. Are those the kind of the right words that I'm using to describe what I think you were describing?
Yeah.
Is there a reason why... is there a cadence you could create around that? And what would that look like?
I don't know if I understand the question.
So you've got all this wonderful stuff pouring in that you want to be involved in. And because it fills your cup, fills, you know, up who Melissa is. Is there a way, and how would you fill the cup if you were to look at doing it in such a way that it didn't put you underwater? Is there a way to fill that Melissa vat? I know it's bigger than a cup, so I'm turning into a vat. The big thing that I've seen in a factory that they call a vat. Fill it, to actually fill it up, F-I-L-L, to fill it up but not let it get where, oh my gosh, I'm underwater. The water's over my head.
Yeah.
All that wonderful stuff. Is there a way? And what might that look like? If you controlled in some way.
Yeah, like the picture that's coming to my mind is like, it just has to come up to here so that I can still keep myself alive and breathe. So then I'm like, okay, well, what does that look like, right? And that means, if I think about what I'm doing now, it's like taking a quarter of it away maybe and just making some breathing room and always trying to not fill it, asking myself the question, like, what is full where I can't breathe anymore? And what is like three quarters that's going to allow me to still stay alive?
And in that alive moment, you will be smiling, excited, and not bubbles coming up. And, you know, I'm looking at you and saying, oh my gosh, is she well? Is she drowning? In the other scenario, in this scenario, I know your head's above water. And I can see that smile. What would it, how does that feel for you? The thought of that?
Yeah, much better. I think that just the visuals alone are helping me to really turn this into something practical for myself and to ask myself, like, what is causing me to feel like that I'm drowning specifically? What can I cut to make me feel like I can still be alive? And then like maybe even go a bit further and say, like, what can I cut even more to make me feel like I can move a bit easier, right? And not just like survive. So this is helping me to really take these questions back to everything that I am doing and ask myself around each thing.
What would the process of doing that, how would that feel for you to actually the things you just described? And after we're no longer looking at each other, how does that feel in an activity, an action you might take to get to a sense of well-being and just feeling, I'm breathing, I'm healthy, and I've got all my stuff that I can see. Is it?
Yeah, like I think it's just the practical aspect of it and actually taking stock a little bit, reflecting and taking stock, asking myself those questions and feeling in myself, in the moment, in my body, as I'm working through that, what feels like it's constricting and what feels like it's life-giving for this period in my life.
Yeah, that's even taking it another step forward to do some evaluation. You know, that sounds like a good approach. What's life-giving and what's life-threatening, maybe, in terms of your wellness? Is that a way of looking at it?
Yeah.
I don't know. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, I don't know if I'd use the word life-threatening, but maybe like, like life, something about like, not allowing me to live.
Yeah, live. Did you say not allowing you to live?
Yeah, like, okay, I don't know. I don't want to, I can't actually think of something right now, but yes, let's go with.
Okay. All I can think of, and it was awesome, was that first visual. And how does this feel for you? now that you've got some ideas of what would be next and taking that action, how do you feel about it? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I feel good about it. I just give me a moment so that I can. I think that the visual has been the most powerful for me for this, right? And I think that just, you know, like when you're in a swimming pool and you mm-hmm. can, you feel those feelings, right? And just tapping into that emotional part for me will be what helps me. So that has been the most valuable.
Is there anything else that we might need to talk about today so that you can move forward from our discussion and take the actions we've discussed?
No, but now because we've been speaking about swimming and the heat, I really feel like going to go jump in a pool.
Yes. And for sure, it'll be the most pleasurable jump. How hot is it there again? What's your temp?
That's about 30 degrees at the moment, Celsius. So you're in Fahrenheit. I don't know if that makes mm-hmm. sense. But mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, the visual's been amazing. It really has. And keeping that in my mind going forward will really help me.
Well, I'm feeling so overjoyed for you because I feel like you've I'm so overjoyed for you, and I feel like you've got some actions going forward, and I can't wait until we meet up again to hear about your successes.
Awesome. Thanks, Monica. Appreciate it.
Thank you. It was a great visit. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Hi.
Hi.
So great job. You got such a Monica got me kind of presence, and you're so charming and positive energy all around. Just curious, you said you wanted to work on not teaching, not educating. So how was that for you?
Hard as hell.
Hard as hell. Okay, tell me more.
If I didn't know you, Ray, I would not have used that language. So forgive us, Melissa, if I said something that turned you off or, yeah. Anyway, it was a challenge, Ray, you know, it was a challenge, but I was so aware of it.
Yeah.
I stopped myself.
Yeah.
And right at the end, that's when I just said, okay, gotta go.
Because you said, oh gosh.
Yeah. I mean, because I was just like ready to talk about, you know, the glory of what I had experienced with her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, okay. I needed to be sure it was about her, not right. about me.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
and good job. You did a great job with that. Yeah.
At least I was aware of it. And I
zipped it.
Yeah. Good you job. Know.
Yeah. So would it be okay if I shared some feedback?
Oh, please.
Okay. So with the teaching and not educating, I knew that was hard for you, but you did a really, really good job with that. And what I noticed is that, Melissa, right? Melissa brought up this agenda that I don't want to focus on doing because I'm already doing so much that I want to come away with a sense of feeling. So I noticed that you asked a lot of feeling-oriented questions, like, how does that feel for you? Or even like the powerful question of, can you like identify, so what feels like too much, which inspired a whole pool metaphor.
So I thought you did a really great job there. How does that land for you and not land for you?
She was amazing. I mean, she came up with the metaphor. I may have asked
But you asked that question
that elicited the metaphor.
Yep.
And that was really it gave the entire session a foundation.
Yep,
it created real understanding, I think, for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it really helped us partner because we continue to use that awesome metaphor.
And then the
other thing, I'll be honest with you, it made me worry about her a bit. The old lady in me came out. You know, that this kid is drowning. You know, that's what the old lady, oh my gosh.
That's why you said life-threatening.
Yes.
She corrected you.
And she did. She did. And see, when I'm thinking like I'm thinking, it makes it easy for me now to want to save her, go into education mode. Mm. So she was so on point to say that.
But
I do think I also helped her by saying it because it was a little bit of a, am I threatening my life? Mm. You know, this is serious.
Right. So gave her a pause as well.
It did. It gave. Because see, the old lady in me could say that without a, you know, you're killing yourself, kid.
You crack me up, and you're so not an old lady, but let me not deny how you feel. Also, I think you asked the question, what's the why? That was also a really powerful question for her to reflect on why she keeps, you know, she feels a need to keep filling up the drowning to the point that's drowning.
Yeah.
So you displayed and laid out a really good foundation in the beginning. What would you like to be coached on? What would you want, you know, what would you want out of it? And then also wrap up. So from your perspective, looking at it retrospectively, what did you do well?
I think I got us off to a good start. In terms of when she said to me, this is about my emotional state, that was a turning point. And I think my questioning helped to get her there.
Yep.
I love the way, what did I do well? Okay. So I think our start, we got off on a good foot, and I think she trusted me to want the best for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And was willing to just play in a vulnerable and open way.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I felt. I felt like she was open to... I need to fix this, you know, and so that, I don't know what else I did well. I think I really targeted, and I was doing my best to try to target my questions to get her to unlock the magic. Now, I'll be honest, my motivation was, I had to keep saying to myself, this is not about you worrying about her really literally drowning. This is about what she needs to feel.
Yeah.
And that's what I had to tell that mind of mine that, you know, and this, you know, when you worried about elderly parents, you're worried about your children, when you're where I am in life, we know how best to worry. And I see that. Mm-hmm. That's why I was effective in HR. Oh, let me worry about you.
Right. So that's a really great awareness to have, right? And
I just got it today to the extent that it impacts my coaching, Ray.
That's amazing. And
that was my big aha moment. Thank you. for your thank you. Mentoring me.
Well, yeah. So what I also witnessed is your thoughtfulness. So I could tell that, you know, your mind was going, but instead of saying that, let me save our peace, you paused, took your time to ask the question that would serve her better than, let me get out my rope and save you from the drowning. So I witnessed you doing that. Yeah, so great job.
What do I need to do better?
All right, let me share a couple of things real quick since I only have 3 minutes. So I saw you being super thoughtful, but sometimes you might ask the same question twice, or you ask powerful questions. So let it land. Let her have her silence to process. Okay. And, you know, just that's okay. And trust that your question will land. And I totally know where you come from. I do that sometimes, but that's one thing that came up for me as something that might potentially help. Also, let's say, there are sometimes, even though you did a really amazing job holding yourself back from the teaching moment, the questions like, what cadence would you like to, I forgot, but that felt
it fell on like its a, face.
Like a leading question a bit, like, oh, Monica's trying to maybe save her a little bit, you know? So it felt like a teaching disguised in coaching question form a bit. How does that land for you?
Oh, you nailed it. You saw through the shade. I had pulled the shade down and you pulled it back up. And the great news was she didn't understand it, or what the hell are you saying? And then it forced me to rethink, and I threw it out the window.
Yeah, good job.
I threw it out the window. That I need to thank Melissa for saving me. So she gets, she grabbed the rope and wound me out.
Yeah,
out of the, because I was getting ready to take a dive.
Yeah, because
I was like, okay, how often are you going to do things? And that wasn't what she asked for.
Right.
She asked for emotional salvation.
That's right. That's right. Yes. Great insight there. Yeah.
Great absolutely. Insight in you, mentor.
Okay. Thanks.
Catching me when I had tried to get away.
Yeah. And one last little thing is it was a great visual, right? The whole pool. But instead of affirming that it's a great visual, because it was a great visual, and you kept referencing it back that as a great visual, maybe ask like, how did that image land for you instead?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So those are the good things question. That came up for me, but I thought you did a really great job. A lot of thoughtfulness and intention for improvement. And I'm also seeing you're taking away some learning. So I'm curious real quick, since we're kind of at the time, what are your takeaways from this conversation?
That I can do it with thoughtfulness. I feel very encouraged and supportive, and you were right on with your comments to me for opportunity areas. And I do think given more time in a real 30 minute or hour session,
mm-hmm.
I could continue to improve. So I'm very encouraged about the possibility of not being an educator.
Awesome, Monica. Cool.
Thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Monica.
It's empowering for me, the way that you approach this, and I appreciate it. I may go change my business logo. You know what it is? An owl, the wise old owl, OWL. See, that just tells you. Yeah, anyway.
All right. Thank you, Monica.
Thank you so much, Ray.
Great job.
Okay, Ray, nice work. What a great session. What a great connection with your mentee. Really nice. Beautiful job. How was it for you?
It was really fun. I knew Monica from another gig we have, so feel really comfortable. But even if I didn't know her, Monica is so easy to feel comfortable with. And I could tell that she was really trying to hold back from teaching moments or advising. So I had I followed Jamie's advice of having three different notebooks so that I don't have to scroll back and forth up and down. So okay. I had like the, you know, great points and then improvement points and then maybe like coaching general notes, like three separate notes open.
Yeah.
So it made commenting a bit easier. And I was also mindful about, as I said in the, as a focus point, to have more conversation. Even like some of the parts during our conversation with Monica, I wanted to kind of dig deeper, but reminded myself that I held myself back from this is not coaching, this is mentoring. Yeah. So I wanted to focus on giving feedback as well.
Yeah, great, great. Nice work, really nice work. Yeah, at the beginning you said you wanted to be present with her. You have talked about the note-taking. That sounds like that worked, fantastic. Lean into having the conversation versus telling me more. You were just talking about that.
Yeah.
And you said you don't, and this it's true for so many of us as coaches, you said you don't normally, you know, give advice. So how do you traverse this mentoring when it comes to, of course, giving some mentoring, giving maybe some advice? I think you did that really well at the end. When you brought out the points that you wanted to share with Monica. Yeah. How did that feel for you when you did that? And then I'm going to go through some specifics, but how was that part?
I think it's like, I'm naturally you do you kind of person.
Yeah.
And you will figure it out kind of person. So I don't love giving advice, but even being in this space, hearing like other feedback for improvement points, I have improved my own coaching. So just remembering that those advice could be useful and the mentee could take it or leave it.
Yeah.
Right. They have a choice to do that. So remembering that made it kind of easy.
Nice. Okay, good. Excellent. Excellent. Well, great job. I thought you did such a great job. You really have this, just to meet her mood. Right. And the humor and just, I mean, it is a conversation. That's what great mentoring really is. Mm-hmm. You said you wanted to work on not teaching. How was that for you? She said hard as hell, you know, so that was a great moment, right?
That cracked me.
Yeah. Yeah. But you really acknowledged her for that. And something that I noticed that you did, Ray, was you also gave her the specific that, you know, Melissa had said, I don't want actions. This is more about a feeling. And mm-hmm. then you noticed all the feeling questions that Monica asked and you were able to acknowledge her for those. So I think that was a good pickup on your part and really an important piece in what happened in the coaching session too. Mm-hmm. And then you ask her, how does that land for you? So having that conversation, really well done there. Yeah. And then when she said, you know, this thing about, she talked about, you know, the old lady being worried and you said, oh, and that's why you said life threatening. So yeah, great connection there. You really made mm-hmm. a nice connection there. Yeah. You acknowledged her for her good questions. The foundation in the beginning, which is always important, that agreement in the beginning, you acknowledged that. Mm-hmm. And the wrap up, you didn't give specific examples there. That's okay. This is a short session. You know, you might want to do that in a longer session, of course. And then you said, and then right as you were about to move into the, you know, growth points, you said, okay, what can I do better? And so you said, I saw you being super thoughtful, but you may have asked things twice. So let it land. That was your, you know, suggestion. I think she was agreeing with you, but I might have just asked her at that point, what do you think?
Yeah. So time is a little bit of a stressor for me. I know that about myself. So we only have 3 minutes left.
Yeah, got it.
So yeah.
Got it. You bet.
But yes, absolutely.
Yeah. But I think you picked out some really great things. That point about the, you know, kind of the double questions or stacking or embellishing questions. And then also you did pick up the little bit of leading with that question about the cadence. So I thought that was another good thing to bring. And she said, yeah, you pulled up the shade or something. So yeah, that was good. Yeah. But great, because she noticed it too, you know, and that's the importance here. This is what she wanted for this session, was to not teach or educate. Mm-hmm. And then, you mentioned about the visual and what she might do there, something different she might do there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then really nice way to wrap it up, asking for her takeaways so that she can have the final word, just like in coaching. We want our mentees to be able to have the final word also. So good job. What might you do any differently as you're thinking about it now and relating to our conversation?
I think one thing that comes up for me is I feel like, because I feel comfortable with Monica, I was being pretty authentic, even sharing improvement points.
Yeah.
But when I sense, because I'm also an empath, so I sense energy really a lot. Yeah. So when I sense that the mentee is incredibly sensitive, I may not be as straight. I don't know if straightforward is a word. I don't know what the word is, but I might be more careful with sharing the improvement points, or maybe reduce it to 2, or I don't know.
Sure.
That's what came up. But in terms of this particular conversation, I'm not quite sure if I would do anything differently other than asking, how does that land after some of the improvement points? But timing, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah. And these are short sessions. So yeah. But I really like what you're saying about being the empath and picking up on the energy from your mentee. That will serve you well, obviously, as it does in your coaching. So yeah. Yeah. And everyone is different. Some people can take more in at one time. Other people, you want to space it out over some sessions, maybe. You'll learn that. I mean, you'll find that. You'll find your way with that, obviously. So yeah. Thank you, Ray. Really beautiful work.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you. You're welcome. Let's bring Monica back. Monica, what's your feedback for Ray for being mentored? How was it?
Was I supposed to be listening to the two of you or no?
It's fine.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what the guidelines were.
Yeah.
Feedback for Ray. She was a wonderful mentor. Mm-hmm. And I want her to feel very comfortable that the way in which she delivered the 3 opportunity areas was perfect. Mm. Because she had done such a good job at creating a trusting partnership, she could have, you know, dropped the Brooklyn Bridge on me and said, you were awful. And now we have to blow you up. Whatever she would have said, there was a partnership and I would have trusted it.
Don't trust it.
But her style is so, you know, just professional, but yet friendly.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say that. Very professional, very friendly. She made me feel 100% sure that she supported me.
Yeah.
Best for me.
Yes.
So by the time she's giving me these 3 things, which is why I said, tell me what I need to improve, because I wanted to hear it from her. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, anxious now to hear it because I could take it in that moment and really work on it, move forward with it in a totally positive way.
Great. Great.
Boy, when, you know, I'm the big learning is when there's a connection between the mentee and the coach that's doing the mentoring, what a difference
it makes. It really does. And I really appreciate you saying that. And you know, Monica, I'm always talking about this quality of being conversational with our mentees. But what I love the word you used, friendly. You know, friendly. It goes a long way. It's really the core, the base of what we can have with a mentee, right? I mean, it's really important to have that relationship, because then you're working together to help someone improve their coaching.
It takes the edge off the word feedback. Do you know, yes. I get prickles when I hear that
word. I've always hated that word.
I'm glad to know I'm not the only one.
No. Yeah. And all right. Thank you.
What comes up for me is, like, I think in the corporate world, they teach this feedback structure of, like, you did the positive sandwich or whatever they call it, positive. Yeah. But blah, blah, blah. So when I was given the improvement point, I didn't want to feel like that, because that feels so formulaic.
Yeah.
But so I didn't want the improvement points to take away from what she did so beautifully. So I was mindful of that, but I don't know how that, you know, came across. But a lot of it for me is, like, the wording or.
Yes.
So, yeah, there is a lot that I want to be mindful of and practice.
Right. Yeah.
But Sherry. Friendly, that's the word I'm taking away.
It's a great word.
Yeah. Creating that friendly atmosphere with your mentee. Mm-hmm. And that just makes a difference. It does. Find that connection.
Yeah.
And Ray and I found it. And not so much because of our other stuff together, just because Ray is Ray and I'm me. You know, I know she lives in New York. And that's
you live in Pasadena, right?
The two coasts come together. I love
that. Yes, they do.
Yeah. Let's bring everybody else back. Thank you both. Really nice work.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. All right. Great. Lovely. Any comments, questions, acknowledgments for the mentoring from you three?
I thought it was a great job, Ray. Really awesome. I love your style, your, like, Sherry and Monica, friendliness and the connection that you create with Monica. And I know you have a previous relationship, but it's definitely authentic and it's awesome to see.
Thank you.
Great.
Oh,
I didn't mean to do that.
Where did Sherry go?
I didn't mean to do that. Yeah. Thank you, Melissa. Magic. Yeah. Yeah. Bye.
Ray, I thought you did a fantastic job, and I was making notes of things as well, and I loved how you expressed what you observed, which were very similar in line things to what I did as an observer of this. So I thought you were spot on, and that energy between the two of you is everything, right? That determines whether or not you can give the feedback and it land in a way that someone can take in and actually think about how to do something with it. And so I just want to commend you on that. And having been mentor coached by you before, I'd say this is a consistent thing. So I think you're going to be fabulous. So well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Melissa. Yeah. All right.
Well said. Nothing to add.
Okay.
And I just want to acknowledge Melissa, the other Melissa in this space, because I had a very similar thing as a client in the previous group I was in that I brought to the table. So you're not alone. And it's a very real issue that others of us as coaches are managing. So
yeah,
you will not drown.
Thank you.
Great support.
May I add one thing quickly, please?
Yes.
When Monica, when she asked that question about the cadence, and Ray said to her, you know, that was maybe my go-to is if I feel like a coach is leading, I say to them, I don't understand the question.
Yeah.
Ask the question again, because I feel it. And then I ask it because then it gives them an opportunity to rephrase it. So.
Nice.
Nice, Melissa.
That's great.
Thank you, Melissa.
That's so good. All right. Wonderful. Wonderful work, everyone. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yep. All right.
I have a session I have to go now.
Yeah.
But I will see you all next week.
See you next week, Ray. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye. Okay. Bye. All right. I've let Jamie know. I think she's going to invite us back here in just a minute to the big group for our last few minutes together. Actually, she's telling me they're done. So I think, oh, here we go. Okay.